Canada, page 59. Changing Times, an Alternative Lifestyle.
You seem to be lost. Do you need some help?
Yes, thank you. I'm doing some research about the Inuit, and a teacher suggested that I talk to someone called Amaruk.
That's me. What can I do for you?
If it's not too much trouble, could you answer some questions?
Sure.
I was told that you spent 3 years living only by hunting and fishing.
Yes, I did. I needed to restore my inner harmony and balance.
The Inuit have a special relationship with nature, don't they?
Yes. The contact with nature maintains our mental and physical well-being.
And how was the experience of being away from civilization?
Wonderful. I wasn't tied to anybody or anything, so I could make my own decisions. If I wanted to sleep, I'd sleep. If I didn't feel like sleeping, I wouldn't sleep. If I wanted to go hunting, I could go any time. Only the weather told me what I could do or not do.
But how did you get by without any money?
I made some money by selling the pelts of the animals I trapped. But even when I didn't have money, I was happy. My family and I survived on the animals I hunted, and occasionally we'd have white people's food. There was nothing to be unhappy about.
There is some criticism about the hunting. People say you can get food at the store, so you don't really need to hunt for food.
The food we get from hunting is good for our health, and it provides us with a way to participate in our culture. It is while hunting and living on the land that we are taught responsibility and the skills that give us confidence. Besides, we have collected detailed information about what to hunt in the different times of the year so as not to upset the natural ecological balance.
That is very interesting. Listen, I have a favor to ask. Would you help me find a way to spend some time with an Inuit family? I'd really like to experience this lifestyle.
No problem. I'd be glad to show you our customs.
That's great. Thank you so much.